Think a minute. A man named John bought a fancy new car loaded with modern technology. It included a recording of a voice that reminded him if he'd forgotten to put on his seatbelt or warned him if he was running low on fuel. Well, on one of John's road trips, the little voice began telling him he needed to stop and fill his tank with fuel. But John was sure he could go a little further. Every few minutes, the voice would come back on, telling him to stop for fuel. Finally, John got so irritated, he pulled over to the side of the road, found the wires to the voice recording, and yanked them out. He was so relieved to finally have some peace. Of course, shortly after that, his car came to a complete stop, and he was stranded. Just as the little voice had warned him, he was out of gas. You know, our maker and manufacturer gave us a factory-installed warning voice. It's called our conscience. We might think sometimes that it's just a nag that tries to ruin our fun in life, or that it's plain wrong. But if we keep ignoring our little voice, it becomes easier and easier to block out, until eventually it'll stop working altogether. Like the guy who was trying to decide the right thing to do, so he asked his friend for advice. His friend said, "You gotta follow your conscience. Just listen to the little man inside you." The guy answered, "Oh, that doesn't work for me. My little man's an idiot." The fact is, our feelings and conscience are not always a good guide to tell us what's right and wrong. Because in one way or another, we've all damaged and confused our conscience. We convince ourselves that certain wrong things are okay, so we won't feel guilty about doing them. Like the song that says, "How can this love be so wrong if it feels so right? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right." But our confused thinking and feelings can't change the fact that those things we're doing are still wrong. The fact is, we've all chosen to go our own way and gotten lost, so we simply need to come home to our Maker, who knows the right road through life. So won't you ask Jesus to be your life's guide? He'll repair and reprogram your little voice and show you the right, best way to live. He'll even give you the power you need each day to fully live it. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.